And as Gary Crawford reports, the U.S. beef herd continues to expand.
The latest USDA cattle inventory report does not show any signs of a contracting beef cattle herd, and in fact,
barring something really unforeseen, we will be seeing the herd expanding. Moving forward.
Expanding by a little more than many analysts had expected. USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagham says the overall cattle and calf inventory as of January 1st was 2% above the year before. Beef cows are up 3%. Beef replacement heifers up 1%. The number of cattle outside feedlots up 2%. Feeder cattle prices took a major tumble in the second half of 2016. Analysts were wondering how producers would react.
Would they say returns have suddenly gotten bad, I'm pulling back, which I think some analysts may have been considering? Or would you say that some of the breeding decisions had already been made?
Shagham thinks that was the case, those decisions coming before prices started the downward slide. So Shagham says we will continue to see herd expansion and a lot of beef coming to market over the next couple of years. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Thanks, Gary. All cattle and calves in the U.S. at 93.6 million head, as he said, is up 2% over last year. Here in the Southeast, the numbers show all numbers of cattle and calves in Alabama at 1.3 million head. That's an increase of 4% from last year. The Florida inventory up 1% from last year at 1.7 million head, while all cattle and calves in Georgia total 1.10 million. That's unchanged from last year. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.